BJ and Jamie.
I was just telling you guys that my cable got cut yesterday.
Do you mean your internet?
Yeah. The internet. Yeah. All that stuff went down. The TV went down. Internet goes down. Everything goes down. So I'm sitting there, and this happens about, I don't know, 11 o'clock, 11:30, something like that, and it goes completely out. And so I get on my Xfinity app, and it's very easy to do. And before you know it, you got an agent, and they're running tests through the TV and everything like that.
Yeah.
And nothing happens.
Turn it off. Turn it back on.
Right. Same thing. Are your cables connected?
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't they be?
Exactly.
It's worked for 6 years. All right. So anyway, we go through the whole routine, right? So eventually, I have to schedule a technician to come to the house.
Oh, God.
Between 1 and 3. Now, by now, it's only like 12:30.
Okay.
So I decided to take a nap. Well, I didn't wake up till 3.
Oh, God.
No.
Did they knock and then left?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
So I get up, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I've just missed the technician. I got to start all over again. There's a football game tonight.
Right.
I'm panicking at this point because now it's after 3 o'clock. And then I call him back and get on the phone, and technician hasn't shown up. It turns out that I'd scheduled the technician between 1 and 3 today.
Oh.
Not yesterday.
Okay? Do you ever worry that you have lead poisoning?
Let me talk to my buddy, Spadil.
Okay.
He'll understand all this. Spadil.
Yeah.
Do you think I have lead poisoning?
Some days.
Yeah, just a hint.
Yeah, just a little bit. They did just have to fix all the pipes in Colorado a few years ago.
Yeah.
Or Denver.
Yeah. Yeah.
A few years ago.
What am I saying?
And you drink tap water.
What am I saying that leads you to believe I have lead poisoning?
Oh, nothing. Just keep going with your story.
So the guy that's working on the basement, the carpenter, he comes upstairs, the construction guy, he comes upstairs, and I say to him, I say, man, the TV and the cable's out, and he stops in his tracks.
Oh, no.
He's headed to the bathroom, right? He stops in his tracks, and he goes, uh-oh. I must have hit something.
Oh.
And I said, what? Didn't even dawn on me, Jamie.
Yeah.
Didn't even dawn on me that that could be the problem. So we go downstairs. He finds the line, traces it, and sure enough, he's nailed it. He's nailed to put a nail right straight through the cable.
Oh, man.
I'm like, oh, God. So now I'm thinking that we have to, you know, replace the cable.
Yeah.
Okay.
That he can't just splice it.
He takes the nail out, takes part of that construction down and all that, you know, and it works.
Whoa, Eureka!
As soon as he took the nail out, it worked. It's got a hole in it, but it works again. So I call Xfinity and go, it's fixed. I got it. I got it. That was my day yesterday.
Wow. That's crazy.
I can't believe it still works.
I know, me either. Yeah.
Internet came back. TV came back. Now, will it go back out? Probably.
Now, does this concern you for him as a contractor?
No.
No. Okay.
No, because the wire was really hidden.
Okay.
Yeah, inside, because he was nailing into a board. The wire was on the top side of it, and he couldn't see it.
Gotcha.
And he went right through that son
because
of
you have not had good luck with contractors.
Not
remember
at
the
all.
Guy that, like, did nails and they came through the closet door?
Yeah.
He nailed. He was you know, building out a room, and then BJ opens the closet door, and all the nails have come through.
Yeah. It was a bathroom. He had remodeled the bathroom, and it looked good. And then I go down to the closet to get a jacket. And when I open up the jacket, there's like 20 nails sticking through my wall. And they're out like 5 inches. And I'm like, what in the hell?
Right?
Yeah. Then I had the busted concrete guy.
Oh,
that guy.
Got him for the driveway.
Thing, yeah.
He pours concrete. I guess it was a mixture problem. Rain. I don't know what it was. But that thing cracked within 2 weeks.
It crumbled.
Yeah. Within 2 weeks. I can never get a break.
I know.
You know?
Yeah, but this one's little, so that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, this one. Well, it could have been big.
Yeah.
When my TV goes out, that's big.
Especially when football's on.
When football's on. Yeah.
When I was 2 hours from kickoff for the Broncos game last night and I had no TV, I was panicked.
I did find out one thing about you.
What?
Last night is you don't like to talk about Botox during a football game.
Did you find that funny? I never heard back from you. I thought, I wonder if I pissed her off.
No, I hit ha-ha.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
She liked it.
Yeah.
So Jamie is going going to get Botox? When are you going?
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
So I just wanted to say the group, nobody make meetings on Wednesday because I cannot cancel a fourth time.
Seriously? Oh, it's the same one?
Yeah.
No. Wow.
She took me back.
That's not why I replied. I replied because you said, BJ, you should go. I'm reading it straight from here. Just don't schedule anything for Wednesday. I'm finally getting Botox. BJ, you should go with me.
And get a touch-up.
God knows you could use a little touch-up.
I didn't say God knows. I said
that's the way I read it. I said you put fire, 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 fire.
I said you should go with me for a little touch-up because you haven't had Botox in 10 years.
Now, I don't know what fire, 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 fire means, but it's not good.
Yeah, that means you'll be smoking.
Oh, is that what it means?
Yeah.
Oh, I took it bad.
Yeah, I was like, just come with me.
But I'm watching the Bronco game when this text comes through, because you guys had sent a couple of texts about the social media stuff and all this, and it was nothing that I needed to get involved in because I'm watching a football game, right? And then she sends me, I need a Botox touch-up. And she sends it as if, BJ, you need to reply. And I'm like, I'm not talking Botox during a football game. That is sacrilegious for a dude.
That's what he sent. He sent to the whole group. I am not talking about Botox during a football game.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.